Dafir Aleph Amar Aleph Halacha. The Rambam Hilchas Shabbos Perik Halachit Beis says, a person should not put a keli which have a hole full of oil by the opening of the candle, so it should drip in. Shouldn't fill up a plate with oil and put it next to the candle and put the top of the wick in it, so it should soak in. Xeric, you might take from the oil that's in the kli because it's not become moist with the candle. And you're not allowed to have an oil from Shabbos from the oil that he lit up with it. And even if the candle got cuffs got put out, even a drip from the candle, because it's muksamach sisson. If you attach a kli that has oil to the candle with a sid with plaster or earthenware, it's on his mutter. Shulchanach Rachan says you don't put in a keli with a hole full of oil on the opening of a candle, so it should drip into it. Because it might come to use it and be chayav al tzmachava. If you attach it with plaster or with earthenware, it's mutter. Since it's one kli, it's bottled from it because of Issa Shabbos. The Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos Perek Yud Halacha Gimel says a woman could tie her shirt even though it has two pieces, two strips, and the threads of a netting, even though it's weak on her head, and the straps of a shoe and a sandal that they tie on her foot while they wear it, and pitchers of wine and oil, even though it has two earlobes, and a pot of meat, even though you could take it out the meat and it won't be matted the knot, and you can tie a pitcher with a thread or a gart l'chietzvoy, but not with a rope, and you tie in front of the behemoth either or its foot, so it shouldn't go out, even though it has two strips. And a rope that was tied to the cow, he ties it on the trough. It was tied to the trough, he could tie it on the cow. But he can bring a rope from his house and tie it onto both. And if it was a weaver's chevel, which you're allowed to be mitatl, then he can bring it and tie it on both sides. Because all these ksharim are considered mice a hedjit, and they're not like kesher kiyama. Sometimes he ties them, sometimes he unties them. Therefore, it's mutter to tie the gatchila. Baskets of dates and dried figs, you can open it and unravel it, cut it, take it, and eat it. The Ravid said it's not enough, because if the kesher at least is a professional thing, and it's not kriyama, because the chevel may not read. The reason is because it's chas, it might break with the power of the cow. And the vada won't leave it a full day. But in the dleek, leave it a day or 2 days, because that's why we're going to it. The Shulchan Aruch Chansim Shin Yod Zayin Siv Dalet says, you let it tie a pitcher with a thread or with a gat, the chitzvah, but not with a rope. Dafka, a pitcher that's kvua in the pit, but our pitchers, which are not kavu in the pit, it's not a kesher kiyama, it's okay. The Ram Bukhar is Perik Beis Halachi Yud Gimel says a Bukhar that had was Eiches Dam, needs to be bloodlet, you can let it blood as long as it doesn't have kavanah to make a mum. If it becomes a mum, with this akaza, you can shecht it on it. Your day Simshin Yud Gimel Sivav, Bukhar that got caught with a lot of blood, you can let the blood as long as it doesn't have kavanah to make a mum. But if you made a mum with this akaza, he can shecht it based on it. Now, if you're all of them at Beis, the Ram Bukhar is Chom Smatz Perik Aleph Halacha test says, Chum Asat Eid Chum is the beginning of the 6th hour, so you shouldn't touch the Isser of Torah. Beginning of the 6th hour, the Chum will be Asr Bechila and Ana, the whole 6th hour of the Rabbanan. Rest of the day from the 7th and onwards is Minat Torah. The 5th hour, you don't need Chum, because of a cloudy day, you might make a mistake between the 5th and 6th hour. It's not Asr Bechila in the 5th hour, therefore you're toiling about Truma and Lechem Toyda, Chietzbem and Chum, that's Kedesh, you don't eat it, you don't burn it, till it gets to the 6th hours, then you burn everything. The Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Sim Tafim Gimel Sif Aleph says, chametz on the 6th hour and onwards on the 14th day of Nisan is asa b'na. Even the chametz of a guy is asa to have an off from it. Chum asa 2 hours before, which is the beginning of the 5th hour, but the whole 5th hour it's mutter b'na, and you're allowed to sell it to a guy, even a lot together, because he won't eat it before Pesach, and he can give it to you to a behemah chayav leif as long as he stands in there and watches, and they shouldn't be hide from it and be mivayir what they left over. Beginning of the 6th hour and onwards, they said it's asa b'na. And the Rambam says in the Shnasa Iba, where the day is long, these 4 hours are based on the day. Ladit comes till a third of the day. Some say till 2 hours before Chatzos. The Rambam, Hilchas Midas, Perik Beis, Alocha Dalet says, 1 8 says on Wednesday, the 2nd day of the month, and the 2nd one says Wednesday, the 3rd of the month, the 8th is Blibes. Because, I'm sorry, it's Eidus, Hilchas Eidus. This one knows the Iba of Chodesh, this one doesn't. When do we say this? Till Chatzos HaChodesh. But after half of the Chodesh, for instance, said one said 16th of the month and the other one said the 17th of the month, even though they both were mechavim to 1 day of the week, the Eidus is batel because the half of the month doesn't come and everyone knows already when Rosh Chodesh was. Shulchan Aruch, Chay Shemish B'Tzimah Lamed Siv Zayin says, this that Alva, after Alva is B'Tzarfim when he was Tveim two mana, one that he lent him on the 1st day of the week and the 2nd one he lent him on the 2nd day of Shabbos, But if the mav is moedid, didn't lend it only $100, we see if you can make a mistake, the toya one time, or the law, for instance, said the second day of the month, and the one says the third day of the month, we could say they both are one saying edus on one day. You just made a mistake if it's ibur the yachdem and starve. Because we'd say one mana, they're saying on one mana, they're saying edus. But it's hovra dava, there was two different mana, they're saying edus, then vada, one of them is a liar, therefore he swears a shua that I see him comes pot. And one says, ed echad, hey, that Reuben gave Shimon karka with a kinyan, and one aid says that Shimon was mazba karka properly, then we start from the cause, it's a do achran vo. Last halacha, the Rambam hilchos edus perek beis, halacha hey. If one of them said the third hour, and the second one said the fifth hour, the edus bottle. One aid said 2 hours per day, and the second one said the third hour, the edus is kind. Because people make a mistake with 1 hour. But if one said 3 hours a day, and the second one says five, the edus is bottle. One aid said before Netzachan, one said after Netzachan, the edus is bottle, even though it's 1 hour. Because it's nikkur to everyone. And so too, if they divided, the hour is exactly in the middle of Shkia. It's the end of Halachas Daf Yud Aleph.